Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We continue the Rambam. We're in Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Ches, Chapter 12, Law 18, in the Masnayim text, page 203. More cases of questionable as to who to believe in terms of the woman being divorced or not. Ba'ed Echad, a witness comes along. We're at 202, 203. Ba'ed Echad ve'heid shemeiz bala.
220, 221.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Thank you so much. I'm very sorry.
Page 220
and 221. Okay, again. Chapter 12, law 18. Page 220 and 221. Okay, sorry for that. Ba'ed echad ve'heid shemeiz bala. One witness comes along and testifies that the woman's husband has died. And we already learned yesterday, for this one witness is believed, and we said she can now remarry someone else based on that testimony, and everything seemed to be fine. But then, comes on another fellow, he contradicts, he conflicts with the first one. And say, Lomes, he has not died. In that order was the testimony. So now what would you think, before you go ahead, what would you think, without looking ahead, but you already looked ahead, right?
I didn't look ahead.
You'd think they'd cancel out each other.
You'd think.
And we'd say, well, we don't know anything yet.
So if someone's alive unless you have proof that they're
right?
dead.
Right? We don't, you know, if it were one guy saying he's dead, we would believe him. We already said yesterday, for Aguna, we're lenient to allow one to testify.
But now you've got
we got one against you. Figure just throw out the whole case. Looky here what the Rambam says. Hare zo lo teitze mehetera. She does not leave her lenient, permitted state. Vitinas, and she can marry. What is the logic for that? Now listen to the logic here.
That's strange.
It is strange, but let's look at the logic.
They saw their husband alive.
Well, but listen, one guy said he saw him dead.
One has to be right.
Somebody's right and somebody's wrong.
Definitely.
So here's the rule. Here's the rule, guys. She'ed Echad, we already said, the rabbis have given what status to the single witness? What are we really doing when we say that one witness is allowed to testify? We're saying, in the case of Aguna, we elevate the status of one witness to be like two.
Right.
So when he goes, like, in other words, how did we permit her to get married? We're saying we are now, in this extenuating circumstance, granting the power of one witness to have the effect as if it was two witnesses. So now we're saying it's like two witnesses have said she can get married.
And the case is finished.
Now, once you have two witnesses that have decided, now, if another two witnesses would come and go, not Zomamin, just say we conflict, then it'll be two against two. But now it's only one guy coming later. The words of one cannot, because only to allow her to get married do we give the power of one to be like two. But when to not allow her to marry, we don't give one more than the power of one. So it's considered as if it's one against two. And the two wins out in this case. What a chiddush.
That's
unbelievable.
What happens if the husband himself...
That's the Gemara in Yavamis. What?
He walks in.
He's not believed.
That's another
story. He's not believed.
The rumors of my death are greatly exaggerated.
Yeah.
You said that?
He would be believed.
It was you.
Okay, let's go ahead. Halacha Yutes. It gets harder as we go along, guys. This was the easy one.
Okay. By the way, Rabbi, before we go, is there any extenuating circumstances in this, like we've learned before, where someone could have ulterior motives or try to do...
We talked about that yesterday, about the five women who hate her.
Yeah.
There's certain people who will not believe. It's got to be somebody, the five women, certain five women that we think could want to mess her up. Mm-hmm. But here, one witness, we assume he's telling the truth.
Right.
Okay, Yutes. Bo shneim ke'echad. Two fellows come at the same time. Right? Not one after the other, but two at the same time. Ze omer meis. This one says he died. Ze omer lo meis. And this guy didn't die. They're coming at the same time. Isha, or let's say, so we're talking about one bona fide adult male witness and another bona fide adult male witness. So It's mamish one against the other at the same time. Or let's say less important witnesses. Isha Omeres, if any woman would come along, and again we're being lenient to allow one woman to be believed in these cases, right? If she comes along and says the husband died, but Isha, but another woman, Omeres Lomes. So now that we have like equal mamish, because, and it's at the same time. So the other one didn't, testimony didn't sink in yet, set in first. So harezo lo tinase, she cannot get married.
And if she does,
so that one doesn't count as two. If someone else came,
that's
in
right. At the same time, it doesn't work.
Now it's chashish.
The imnises, and if she would get married based on the one witness, they say she'd have to get divorced. Why? Mipnei shehi suffik, because this case is a real suffik, and therefore, because it's mamish two conflicting witnesses. And if someone would live with her, it would be a case of suffik kares.
Whoa.
So that would not be
don't
good.
Don't want that.
Now.
What they didn't bring, and I'm wondering, is if a man says he died and a woman says he didn't.
Okay, we're going to see there's a lot of cases coming up here. So that could be one of the cases. A ton of cases coming up. So let's see what he hears. Now. What though, in this case, with the one against one, but what if she marries the one witness who testified that the husband died?
No.
And she is saying, Bori li shemes, I am sure that my husband has died. Then we say, Harezu lo teitze, you don't leave.
Even worse
because we already had a law similar to that before yesterday or 2 days ago.
2 days ago.
Where if, you know, because they're not going to mess themselves up. Yeah. The witness, he ain't doing that. You know, he's not, if he knows it's not true, he's going to mess himself up.
If
she's
not,
not either.
Part, he's not going to do that.
Right? So okay. Then that's okay. Now, what does it mean, Borli Shemes?
This is a case.
So, there's a machlokas, what it means when she says, I'm clear. One interpretation is, you know, it's clear to me he's dead, because if he was alive, he would have come by now. But if the Ron learns, no, Borli, see, he means, she says, that I saw him die. So, it's a machlokas, what it means that she's clear. Okay? So anyway, so that in that case, since they're willing to go out on the limb, they must show that they must know what's going on, so they don't have to, they shouldn't l'chadchila get married, but if they get married, we don't make them separate. What if bo shnayim v'amru lomes? What if two people came along and said that he did not die?
She can't marry them.
Against the one. Then afal pisha nises, even though she got married, Tesis, she has to get out because she got the two, creates definitely too much conflict
too
for
much.
Us to believe them.
Okay, so then what happens to her afterwards? Because she now has to also divorce.
She has to get divorced.
But does the first husband also has to divorce her?
We don't know about the first husband.
He ain't around.
He's not around.
Assuming he comes back later.
Oh, that's a whole different story if he comes back later. These are all cases where he doesn't come back. If he comes back, then obviously either they're going to stay married or he could divorce her.
But can I ask you another question then? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I don't understand.
He doesn't need to go home.
We learned before that an aide who comes and says, your husband gave me this get, okay, for you, and could have made it up. He can't marry her. He's not allowed to marry her because...
There's some circumstances say he can.
Yeah.
That's what we learned.
Because it's in his best interest. He could be making it up, right?
Yeah, but if the guy can come back, you're not going to take that risk.
Yeah, but it's already, people did it, obviously. It's obviously a law, so it had to make it into halacha, so obviously people were doing it.
People were doing what?
They would say.
We're just saying what is halacha if it would happen. Not necessarily it was happening. We just wonder what's halacha if it did happen.
Yeah.
Okay, now, we're not finished with your tests. Now, in the case where two guys said he didn't die, even though she gets married, she has to leave, Chaf continues. But when do we say that if she gets married, she has to leave? When it was the two witnesses, Kishahoya ha'ed echad shenises alpiv, k'moshnayim shebo hikashoso. We have one witness that she wants to get married, she gets married by his word, and he's like the two that came to conflict with him. Kigon, for example, Shanise Salpiish, she got married through this one guy. Ubo Shnaim and two came along Gramu Lomes and said he didn't die. So that's one scenario. Okay, O, Shenises al pi isha, or she's going to get married through the word of one woman, or al pi asa, by herself, ubosh de nashim osh de psumashal divrayim, and then two women come, or two people are puzzled rabbinically, means it's equal status. You see what he's trying to say over here? And they said lo meis. So in that situation, we say, you know, if they came at the same time and she gets married, she has to leave. Aval, but what if it's not equal? Aval, a kosher omer meis. What if a kosher witness says he died? Vinashim rabos omer slom. I said many women said he didn't die. Opsulim, or not kosher witnesses said lo meis, he didn't die. That already, you know, it's not equal as much. Hareze kemechsa mechsa. We say it's like 50-50. And therefore, v'imnises le'echad me'edev. She will marry one of the servants, even though she should, witnesses. V'yomeres vademeis. She says, certainly died. Hareze lo teitze. She does not have to leave. Because now you've upgraded her side, right. And it's more of a chance to believe.
Well, isn't more you've downgraded the other side?
That's right.
Yes, that's very good.
Yeah, you're right.
And that's what's going on. If they came at the same time, she shouldn't marry, but if she does marry in this second set of scenarios, she wouldn't have to leave. Yeah. Right? Now, but what if, let's say, the first ones have said she could get married, and she gets married, then the other people come, she wouldn't have to leave them at all. As we said before, because the first one is considered only if they came at the same time, and they're of like a lower category, so to speak. Then,
Though we allow them to testify, we still maintain that they're a lower category when it comes.
Right, and we still would say lechachila shouldn't get married. They're saying don't get married.
Yeah.
That's why Bess is listening to them. But if she has the chutzpah to get married, okay, she doesn't have to leave. Okay, chaval. Next scenario.
Is there a time frame where they would say, okay, you can get married now?
She can get married right away.
No, I know you said
if there's if there's no conflicting witnesses.
Is it 3 months?
Is there no conflicting witnesses?
Well, in case you just said it, well, there may be a conflicting witness. They originally said she could get married, but she hasn't got married yet. Now there's conflicting witnesses.
If they already said she could get married, then she's believed. If it's a solid witness, they're believed. You have to have, you know, at least two to conflict with that.
Solid conflicting.
Well, they had a tough job, these guys.
Okay. What if a woman says, "Mace, the man died." Ohi sha'amra, or the woman herself, the married woman, said, "Mace bali, my husband died." V'yachekach bo eid kosher for amr lo mace, and then came a kosher witness said, "Did not die." Hare zo lo tinase, she cannot get married. She cannot get married.
She does. So one witness works against her.
One second. The nisei states, and they get married, they have to leave. Why? Because these women, they're weak, considered against a man, it's considered weak.
Yes.
Okay?
Even if it's just a lone man.
Yes. Because they're all considered like equal. So therefore, they get lowered down. As opposed to if it was a witness, a male witness.
Or two women, it says. Be okay.
What?
If it was two women against one man, she'd be like, mm-hmm.
Well, that's upgrading the other side.
Yeah, because you've upgraded it then. Yeah. Right, that's right. And then one witness came, she'd be kosher.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have to leave from her original, because then they're equal to him. So that's the thing. If they're equal to him, but if now they're sub to him, then he's able to knock them out. Okay, chafes. Isha omeris. A woman says, lo mace, he did not die. Ushte nashim omros mace, and two women said he did die. Hareze et tinase, you get married. We have a new rule coming up. You'll see in a minute why. Chenim omro eser nashim lo mace. What if 10 women said he didn't die? Vachas esrei omros mace, and 11 women said he did die. Hareze et tinase, she can marry him. So normally, when it's men testifying against men, we say a rule that 2 is like 100.
Yeah, it makes no difference.
But we don't say this over here. By women, we don't say Shane Omer. We don't say the rule we say by men, that Shnayim Kameah, the 2 are like 100. Ella, we say, well, we only say that rule, but Adam Shem, when we have kosher witnesses, men. Okay? But when they're puzzled already, women are puzzled, only allowing over here because of extenuating circumstances, then we have a new rule. Heleich Achar Arov, you go to the majority. Bein lahakol, bein lahachmer. Whether you're going to be lenient, whether you're going to be strict.
Ooh.
And therefore, we just count up the votes, and that's how we do
it. Winner wins.
In that case. All right? Interesting case. All right, Chav Gimel. Looks like you're going to get out early tonight, guys. Chav Gimel.
No, we're so sure.
Shnei Edim Omrim Meis. Two witnesses.
Just encouraging me, right?
Two witnesses say he died. Ushnaim, this is an easy one. I don't know why he's saying it now. Ushnaim Omrim Lomeis. And two witnesses says he didn't die. So what's the law? I raise the law to us. You can't get married. It's two conflicting witnesses. Vinay says, and if she gets married, yeah, and if she marries, Tate Sevitne, she's Suffolk. She has to leave the marriage because it's a Suffolk. The Nises, Le'echad Me'adeha, what if she marries one of the witnesses who said he dies? The Omeris, Barley Shemason, she's saying, it's clear to me that he's dead. Arez Elo Tate say, you do not have to leave, as we've already said in earlier law.
But she says, I'm certain that he died. Is she only certain because.
Well, we said it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas. In other words, either it means I am certain he died, I saw him die, or saying if he hasn't come back, I'm pretty sure he's dead.
Or saying if this witness who is prepared to marry me, then he must have really seen it.
No. That's interesting. That's shop. Nobody says that. Nobody shop. Says that. I hear what you're saying.
That's what we. That's what we.
That could be a new shot, but that's at least the witness wouldn't, you know, get himself in trouble if he knew it wasn't.
Wouldn't
so.
Mess himself up.
But that's so now, so,
that's,
so
that's why she's.
So the chiddush here is even against two witnesses.
Yeah.
And we've thrown the case out, as it were. But if that witness is willing to go down the line, then it gives him strengthens his
case.
Position.
He's upgrading his position.
Okay, Chav Dalet. Now an interesting scenario. Mi sheyesh lo shtei noshim. A man has two wives now. Let's make it interesting now. Uba achas mehem. One of the two wives comes along from and she says, Meis bali. My husband died. So? What's that? Bless you. Thank you. Okay, so now, one of them said one died, so she said died. Now the other wife doesn't say, she doesn't know nothing. So the one that says he died, Harezu Tunase Al Piatzlo. She can get married based on her own test, just like if it was only one wife, and a woman says my husband died, she can get married. As a matter of fact, there's two wives. So she can get married. Come on, she has to explain.
Other wife, what about,
what
the,
about
other
the second wife?
She can't get married.
It's a Rasa Asura. But the second wife cannot marry anybody. Because we already had a rule. Remember the rule we said? There are five women we don't believe their testimony and other people. And what's one of the five?
The other wife.
A rival wife.
Yeah.
Shane Sarah Me'ida Lechaverta. Because one wife can't rival that. And I know what you're saying.
We're holding that he's alive and dead at the same time.
No.
No.
Well, it's kind of we have to split the direction of the testimony. In other words, we're saying, listen, we have to go with the rules. The rules are, you have two rules. One, rule number one is, a woman who testifies her husband is dead, she can marry somebody else. That's rule number one.
When they cross-examine.
Of course they cross-examine, but when they're satisfied with her testimony, a woman can testify that her husband died and she can get married. Yeah. That's a rule. So another rule is, a woman cannot testify to allow the, what do you call it? The sister-in-law to get married based on her testimony that she saw the husband.
The sister-in-law?
Die. Sister-wife.
Rival wife. The mother-in-law.
Rival wife.
The daughter
also,
of the mother-in-law.
We don't believe her for the rival wife. We don't believe her. So there's two rules, and they both are existing simultaneously.
Now
wait a minute. Let's try to understand what's going on over here. Now, why do we not allow the rival's testimony? Because we're afraid she wants to mess up the rival.
Well, she messed up herself.
So now you're saying, wait a minute.
Herself,
but she's messing up herself.
That's what I'm saying.
The Rambam is going to address that in the next line.
Good.
Okay.
Now what's happening? So now let's say, okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Okay, maybe she's doing this. Maybe the first wife is saying, okay, my husband died. Okay, now, rival, you can get married too. Just like I can marry, you can marry. Now, it could be rival will not get married. Because she knows the husband's not dead. So then we're not going to want the rival to marry because maybe she's getting her in trouble. That could exist.
Right.
But the rival takes it a step further. Let's say the first wife who volunteered the information, even the first wife says, my husband said, and she goes and gets married.
The first wife.
She said, my husband's dead. I'm getting married to Chaim Yankel. So now she's going to say, well, okay, rival, you should be able to get married. So the Gemara says, no. Rambam says, no, still not.
Really?
Why? How would she be messing her up? This shows you how far hatred can go. Ain't Omri. We don't say what conventional wisdom would say. Look, we're all thinking, Ilu lo meis bala, if her husband actually didn't die and she's making it up, lo heisa seres hasla, she wouldn't make herself prohibited to her husband by marrying another guy, knowing that the first husband was alive. She wouldn't go that far. She'd say, okay, I testify this way, and I could get married if I want to, and now rival, go ahead and get married, and I'll wait till she messes herself, and then I'll expose it. But to wreck herself up,
married.
We'd figure there's no way she's going to wreck herself up.
Yeah,
Mama says
there?
No.
She will.
Shema misin osav itzaras, because she hates the rival so much. This would be a great movie, Martin.
Wow.
She's fine enough to have both of them be also. I'll suffer knowing at least I can make her suffer. I'm willing to mess myself up. I know the husband's not
fine
dead.
Dimension.
I know the husband's not dead, and I know I'm getting myself in trouble, but I hate her so much, I'm willing to mess up my life just to mess up her life.
She needs help. She needs help.
See, that's why, as much as she is allowed to get, so therefore, what do we have to say? Now you understand why we have to go back and say, she can get married based on her testimony, but we can't allow the rival to get married, because once we allow the rival, then we're suspicious of her integrity.
And I guess
because as long as she knows the rival can't get married,
she won't do it.
Unless it's true that the husband died, then she could get married. But as long as she knows that the rival could marry, even after she gets married, then she's willing to mess her life up in order to mess up the rival. Wow, it just shows you how far hatred will go. You'll go so far to hurt somebody, you'll touch your nose to spite your face. Okay.
They quote Shimshon.
That's the idea with Shimshon, right? Yeah. Shimshon, he pulled the things apart in the Philistine Colosseum. Why? He killed them all, and he killed himself. As long as I can kill him, killed him also. That is correct. That's what I have as well. Tamus Nafshi and police, but still same idea.
Yeah.
Same idea. So if I feel that person deserves to get messed up, I'm willing to have myself be killed. Okay, he was more L'shem Shemayim, obviously. But obviously the woman here figures she's L'shem Shemayim, right? Everyone always thinks they're L'shem Shemayim.
Wow.
She deserves it. She's a terrible woman. I have to invoke God's wrath on her. Okay. If God isn't, I'm going to invoke it. Okay.
Golda Meir's line. She hopes that the Palestinians will, a day when they'll love their kids more than they hate
Jews. Yeah. Same idea. Exactly. All right. Another halacha here. Two more halachas to go. Zos Omeris. Okay, next halacha. This one says, Meis Bali, my husband died. It's two wives again. My husband died. But now it's not so simple. It's a Rosa Machacheshisosa. The second wife, she argues with her. The Omeris says, Lomes, he hasn't died. So one says yes, one says no.
So one guy can get married. One can get married.
Hare zo tinase. So this one can get married. This one can get married. Kishem she'ena me'ida lo lahatira. Just like she can't testify for this one to make her permitted to get married. She can't test on her prohibitor. In other words, let's analyze it again.
Wow.
If wife number one says, my husband's dead. Wife number two says, the husband's not
absolutely
dead.
Absolutely not.
So let's look at each testimony on its own. Wife number one is believed to say her husband died. And she's allowed to get married based on that. So we'll put that to the side. Now, what's wife B doing over here? Wife B is saying, the husband's not dead. Okay, he's not dead. That's okay for you. Now, what do you want to say, implying? Now, again, let's go back even more. Wife one who says, my husband's dead, her testimony in no way can affect the other wife.
Right.
The other wife cannot get married based on that because she could mess her up. We already said that. So we said, in terms of allowing to get married, as much as you allow wife A to get married, that testimony cannot allow wife B to get married because we suspect that A will mess up B. But that's when wife A says what? That he's dead. So now let's figure, okay, let's reverse it now. Let's look at wife B. Wife B says, the husband's not dead. Okay, so we're going to say the same thing now. So for you, you can't marry him because you say he's not dead. But now you want to apply your testimony to go to the other woman not to get married as well. So we say the same rule. Just like you can't say that the husband's dead. The first one saying the husband's dead can't affect the second one because you might mess her up. Similarly, if one wife will say, you know, he can mess up in many ways, he can mess up the other way. Even if I know he's dead, I'm going to say he's not dead, just so you have to suffer along. And I'm willing to suffer my whole life and not remarry just to see you not remarry as well. So just like one can't work with the other. So we look at each one independently, and you said this, you believe that for yourself, you said that, we believe that for yourself, and the two can't overlap and affect the other.
So they can't negatively impact each other.
In any way.
In any way.
Okay, final halacha. Zos Omeris, this one says, Mace, he died. Fitzaras, and the rival wife, murdered. Says a little different. Omeris Neherag, he was killed.
Murdered.
One said he died in his sleep, the other one said he got his head chopped off. So now, they are not exactly agreeing over here, but they are agreeing to one point. He's not alive. Since they both say he ain't around, Harielu, Yinaseo, they can both get married because it's not considered conflicting testimony. Even though they're not agreeing on every point, but they are agreeing he's not alive, and since they agree on that, they can each
even though they're
get
both
married.
Saying supposedly that the other one should be not allowed, it's they're overruling other.
They're not. Each one's testifying for themselves, and that's
right.
All.
But
and
we normally said if you testify for yourself, the other one can't get married. But in this case,
but each one's testifying for themselves. The point of the Rambam here is saying we might think it's conflicting testimony. Yeah. That's what we think, and we don't even say that that's conflicting testimony
because they're not even testifying.
Okay.